you need whenever, wherever you are. Go to m.dexknows.com. Dex Knows.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your Sunday afternoon helping of All Things Real Estate, the best place for all your New Mexico real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm delighted to be joined in the broadcast booth on this Thanksgiving weekend by the famous Stephen Etrie, co-owner of the well-regarded Santa Fe Institution, Stephen's A Consignment Gallery. Thanks for being with us on the show today, Stephen.
My pleasure, Ray. It's a great way to end the Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And in a few minutes, Stephen and I will jump right into our conversation about a variety of very seasonal topics. And later on the program, I'll have some other guest interviews on a number of real estate-related issues. But before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all of the businesses who are supporters of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these companies, Santa Fe Vacation Rentals, can provide you with a full range of rental property options that are actually just right for your friends and family during this vacation time of the year. So for more information on Santa Fe Vacation Rentals, go to the radio show page on www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and I want to kick things off, as regularly we do, with a state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. How's your Thanksgiving weekend going?
Oh, I've eaten way too much.
Oh, well, that's the drill this time of the year. So, anyway, what do you have for the listeners today?
Well, Ray, we've made it past Black Friday, and all seems to be reasonably well in the world of retail. Economy is sputtering back to life, though the sales of existing homes and new homes were both down in October. However, I'm afraid that Santa does not have much in his bag for us in the mortgage world. Mortgage rates seem set to hold at just under 4.5% through the end of the year. Unless some really bad economic news comes along, there's not much justification for rates either going up or down. What has been happening in the last 6 months is that loan underwriting is becoming more onerous. I don't say that it is difficult, as the basics haven't changed that much, but what has changed is that lenders are over-documenting loans. Conditions that may have been in the guidelines for years and were generally ignored are now being applied. We're asked for multiple letters of explanation. For example, why are you undertaking this refinancing? And how long have you been self-employed? And double verification, such as pay stubs and a written verification of employment and a call on the day of closing. All this puts stress on the borrowers and on the loan originators like me and makes the process more stressful. For the last year or so, there's been what's called loan-level price adjustments. Generally, these are based on FICO scores. 720 or above has nothing. But between 700 and 720, there was maybe an eighth of a percent. Between 680 and 700, maybe another eighth of a percent. Below 680, maybe a quarter of a percent more. What has just been announced is another pricing or additional pricing for loan to value. Below 65%, there's probably no pricing hit. From 65 to 70%, maybe an eighth. And from 75 to 80%, maybe another eighth. The result is that if you're purchasing a home with a FICO score of 700, which used to be a good score, with 20% down, you might pay a quarter of a percent higher than someone with a 750 score and 30% down. In spite of all this, rates are still low, and we're still very busy doing refis and purchases. At some point, I'm going to say that the bloom is off the rose, but not yet. There are actually a couple of lumps of coal in our present and future. Santa is still giving us the present of good rates, even if they're off a little bit of their from
Andrew, gosh, I don't know how to react to this. Last week you told us about all the presents that the federal government was giving to us in various loan programs, but you're speaking to the reality, and I guess what it is that the pendulum has swung severely the other direction after the meltdown of a couple of years ago. But I guess the message we want to leave with people today, again, is that interest rates are very low. There are excellent opportunities out there. Prices are very moderate, and the inventory is great. So go out and buy, right?
Absolutely. You got to be patient, but do it.
Very good. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thank you for your commentary, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. I want to tell you about a well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. Now, for more information, call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. I now want to again introduce my very special co-host for today's show, Stephen Etrie, who is the co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery. Nice to have you in the broadcast booth again.
Thank you. Thanks. And first, I'd like to wish all of our listeners a belated happy Thanksgiving.
Well, that's very nice of you. And, you know, coming from someone like you who has a company that's an institution here in Santa Fe, as you were saying just before the show started, business has been very good.
It has.
We're happy for you. We're happy for the economy. There's a headline in today's Santa Fe New Mexican, which speaks to commercial real estate, and the headline is Some Hopeful Signs. They do say amid the gloom, but the story goes on to report that there are some very good signs in the commercial real estate industry here in Santa Fe, which we're going to take everything we possibly can in
sure.
real estate and make sure that that people hear about it, because there is so much negative news out
yeah.
there. And, you know, this time of year, enough already. We should be celebrating,
yeah, right.
thankful for what we have, celebrating what we are looking forward to in a better year. And I guess that's the message today. So anyway, I want to remind everyone that Stephen's A Consignment Gallery is a very well-known institution here in Santa Fe, and has for nearly 30 years been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, and estate items and accessories. And today is part of our new Unique Locations Real Estate segment. We're going to be talking about a variety of things that the gallery can do to be your perfect location to meet all your holiday gift-buying needs. So maybe let's kick that off, Stephen, with a summary for anybody who doesn't know, which mm-hmm. there must be one or two of people out there.
Oh, I bet you there might be.
Well, there are probably are, but let's remind everyone exactly what your fabulous gallery offers to them as far as items for purchase.
Well, for those out there who know us, they know us to be a unique place to go and to hunt for items. And really, the most the more uncommon, that's probably more up our alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's we've been very fortunate to be here in Santa Fe, where people bring fabulous stories and things from all over the world with them.
Mm-hmm.
And for various reasons, some of it ends up on being on consignment, and we are very fortunate enough that people choose us to
right.
handle their items for them.
Yeah.
So people, you know, for those who are not familiar with us, we're located at 2701 Sirius Road, and we are 11,000 square feet of art, antiques, furniture, and estate items. And we also do estate sales on site for folks as a service. When they go in the gallery, I think the first thing they're going to be affected by is just the sheer amount of what's in there.
Right.
Over the last year and a half, we were able to, because we've been offered such a great volume of items on consignment, we have been able to really choose the better of what's being offered. So I would say that in all of the years in business, we probably have the best quality right now that we've ever had. And that's right from antiquities to antiques to mid-century modern, all the way up to what many people are looking for is like that nice leather sleeper sofa, because they've got guests coming for the holidays.
Right. And I can speak from my own perspective. People in the real estate industry, a lot of brokers have mm-hmm. dealt with Stephen's A Consignment Gallery over the years. It's a very important constituency to you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, since so many of the brokers around Santa Fe listen to this show, they are basically representing for us in their work with you, that in fact Stevens and Consignment Gallery offers a service that's useful to them if they're helping to stage a property or they're involved mm-hmm. with an estate sale where they can liquidate the assets that someone has owned. So the real estate is very thankful for what Stevens and Consignment Gallery offers, and you guys really are stellar in this community in that regard. This is a love fest, and before we take a break here in about a minute, I just want to remind everybody that we had a fabulous time with Stephen at his annual fall sale in October.
Oh, that was a kick.
Now, you told me that you've done this 25 years, and this was, you said, the most successful fall sale that you've ever had.
Well, I would say it was the most successful fall sale as far as the volume of people coming through. It was incredible.
Right.
And as far as the numbers go, I think all the realtors would like to know is that the numbers are bouncing back to where they were 3 years ago. Uh-huh. So, yay for all of us.
Oh, that's great. That is good news. Well, and we hope we can do remote broadcasts with you forever and ever. I know you...
it was fun.
You do one in the spring, and hopefully we'll be able to do it with you at that point. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, I'll continue my conversation with Stephen Etree, who is the co-owner of Stevens & Consignment Gallery. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Louis, where you going?
To the New York Deli, Upper East Side. Jeffrey's back.
Jeffrey's back? What'd he do, throw his back out or something?
Not his back. Jeffrey's back at the former Bagel Mania on Catron Street. He used to own the joint.
Yeah, back in the day.
Bringing those famous recipes back to the Bagel Mania. Spiffed up the joint good, he's calling
Yeah, the New York Deli, Upper East Side.
Like the South Side. You can have breakfast or lunch all day. Same great food and service. Maybe you should go with me.
What if I want a Reuben or Eggs Benny?
I'm telling you, they got the same menu as the New York Deli Southside. The Reuben, the Rachel, Steak Philly, Hot Pastrami, Fish and Chips, Fresh Salads, and any breakfast dish you can think of.
So let's go already.
All right, here's the plan. We go south for breakfast to the New York Deli on the corner of Cerritos and Rodeo Road next to Pier 1. Then later, we head downtown to the former Bagel Mania on Catron and Guadalupe, which is now the New York Deli Upper East Side, for lunch. Both stores are open 7 to 3, 7 days a week. Jeffrey's back, so forget about it.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof,
be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
The entire world watched.
That's one small step for man, one
and humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement passed it on from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a special Thanksgiving weekend broadcast, and my in-studio guest is Stephen Etree, who is the co-owner of Stevens & Consignment Gallery. Before I go back into my conversation with Stephen, I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community, which is located in Chama, New Mexico. Now, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 of the 6,000 acres of Canyon Ridge have been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, www.discovercanyonridge.com. That's www.discovercanyonridge.com, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Now, I want to welcome to the show Joe Martinez, who is the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm pretty good, Ray. Waiting for the snow to hit, I think.
Oh, well, gosh.
I'm looking at the clouds.
Yeah, I'm looking out the window here. It is getting sort of dark, ominous. I didn't know we were going to get any today, but, you know.
Well, that's what it says on Weather Underground, but you never know.
Well, we've given the weather broadcast now to the listeners, Joe. But what I want to tell you is that Fast Signs and Joe Martinez, I always say he's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met. He and his wife and colleagues at Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company, are always working with people. And I actually caught Joe yesterday just to remind him about the radio show, and he was doing an installation for one of his customers, so I know that he's busy even on a holiday weekend. Now, I know you have a bunch of loyal customers, and I think you may have a Thanksgiving holiday message for them, don't you, Joe?
Yes, absolutely. We're on our third year. We're even in these economic times, we're eking our way up towards profitability, and I do want to give a shout-out to all our loyal customers, especially, who have we made it possible for us to stay in business during these times. We started up at the beginning of this meltdown, and we're hanging in there and working our way up. So thanks to all my customers, and thanks to future customers as well.
Well, that's a very good message, and I know much appreciated. You know, while we're talking about the holidays, though, I think you've actually got some suggestions for small business owners in Santa Fe about how they can actually get some unique exposure among consumers with the kind of product that you offer. And I should say, just parenthetically, that in the studio today is Stephen Etri, who is the co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, and they've got one of the biggest, beautifulest, if that's a word, yellow signs up on Cerritos Road, so you can never drive by their place and not see it. So he knows the value of signage. But, Joe, won't you talk about it for those businesses that maybe don't quite understand it?
Well, specifically, and sometimes, you know, I'm not completely familiar with the city codes, but as long as you keep things inside of windows, You're in pretty good shape, and frankly, this is a good time to give people gift certificates. You can put up a temporary sign like made of coroplast, minimal cost. It actually is weatherproof if it needs to be, but you can always save it and use it next year. What we do is put a couple of grommets on it, some eyelets on it, and you can hang this thing on an inside window using a couple of suction cups.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can get away with doing some holiday advertising without actually going through the permitting process, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you can use banner material as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good suggestion. So, again, this time of year, you can get some pretty good exposure for your business among all those consumers out there and maybe differentiate yourself from the competition. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, and not to avoid the subject, you get a lot of bang for your buck with these particular types of signs because they stay indoors. You can use them again year after year,
right.
And sometimes you can even alter them a little bit without having to change the entire message. So
something to keep in mind. Well, excellent counsel as always, Joe. Listen, I appreciate you taking some time on your Thanksgiving weekend to join us on the program. Very good counsel. And if you want to contact Joe Martinez again, go to Fast Signs. You can actually go to our website, www.sfrp.com. And then on the radio show page, you'll see the big Fast Signs logo. Just click on it, and that'll take you right to Joe and his colleagues. You'll be open bright and early tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir, we will. Well, actually, we pretty much worked all weekend, with the exception of Thanksgiving. I did take the day off on Thanksgiving, but we did work a little bit on Friday, had this call payroll in, and then yesterday we spent a good half day doing an install up in Los Alamos. So.
Very good. Well, listen, as I said, hardworking Joe Martinez. Enjoy the rest of those few hours remaining of this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I will talk to you again soon, Joe.
Thank you, Ray. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back to my in-studio guest, Stephen Eitri, the co-owner of Stevens and Consignment Gallery. You do have a nice sign out there.
We do. Yeah. I believe it's grandfathered in.
I think it is. It probably. Well, I mean, it's good
it's
size.
Huge.
It must be. But I mean, you've been around for 30 years, so I think
yeah,
you pass.
I think
it.
We deserve it.
Yeah, indeed. You know, speaking of that, we want to actually offer something to the listeners right now. Stephen Eitri and his generosity here on Thanksgiving weekend, he wants to give you a special gift. Stephen, what is that?
That's right, Ray. You know, thanks to you and your kind of reminding me that there's an opportunity here to have folks come on by the gallery. I would suggest that if you come on by and you leave your name and telephone number, we're going to have a drawing at the end of the day for a $100 gift certificate
wow.
from Stevens.
Fabulous.
That they can spend at the gallery. And we'll probably make the phone call to the winning draw person's name later today or tomorrow morning. We'll give them a call.
Excellent. And again, that's Stevens and Consignment Gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. And if you don't know exactly where it is, but you should, you can always call the gallery at 471-0802
mm-hmm.
and get directions. But if you go there today, give your name, rank, and serial number. They'll put it in a hat, and Stephen or one of his colleagues will call you at the end of the day, win a $100 gift certificate to his fabulous gallery. Head on over there.
Just mention that you did get this information from the radio show.
Oh, that's great.
So that Bev knows where it's coming from.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. And, again, that's All Things Real Estate, in case you had forgotten what the radio show is. So, anyway, let's go into a couple of things here, Stephen, in this next segment. Holiday season, gift-giving time. People like to go and shop, and they like to see, they like to touch,
mm-hmm.
they like to look at something. Mm-hmm. One of the advantages that Stevens, a consignment gallery, has over online purchasing are just those qualities. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the same now as it is all year round in that more so. I think it's a little bit more it's a little driven home a little bit more now that people are in a shopping mode for presents for the holidays. And that is, while online purchasing certainly has its convenience and it has its place, in my world, when you're dealing with an entity like eBay or First Dibs or Ruby Lane or one of the other sites that sells art, antiques, or collectibles,
mm-hmm.
You really have to depend on the description and the images that are presented. And as most people have learned with any experience, that images can be deceiving, not necessarily meant to be, but they can be. And the ability to go in, we try to create an environment at Stevens that's very relaxed. When people come in, the first thing they'll be greeted by is, if there's anything we can help you with, let us know.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, we really let you kind of just coast through
right.
and really look and poke around and discover.
Uh-huh.
And my staff is more than willing and ready to jump to attention to help them if there's a question or a need.
I think with 11,000 square feet, that's a good strategy because there's so much to see there.
Right.
And you, as you've pointed out on previous programs, you're constantly changing the inventory. I mean, I can go in there and it's almost like it's a brand new store.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to mention, Ray, you know, while I may be one of the proprietors, I do not handle every single piece that comes through the building, either comes through or leaves. There are many times where someone would ask me to write up a sale, and I'll see an item for the first time.
Wow.
And my response is, wow, this is neat.
How'd that slip?
Yeah, really. Well, you know, there is such an influx. There's a very healthy movement of items in and out of our building that even my customers will discover those things that I haven't discovered myself yet.
Oh, now here's a question. I've got about a minute, well, actually less than a minute left. So I'm going to tease with this question. That's an email with the question came in. Hi, Ray. Does Mr. Eitri need more inventory at his gallery for holiday gift offerings? I have some very old Native American pottery
mm-hmm.
I'd like to pass on to another person who can appreciate their value. That's from Betty. I tell you what, Betty, thank you for that question. I'm going to let Stephen Eitri think about the answer to it, and we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to take Betty's email question regarding some items that she wants to maybe give to the consignment gallery for sale, and we'll let Stephen Eitri address that. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance. From someone who represents all the
moderate prices and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Dad, remember beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
Huh?
Well, whenever Mom would go out of town, you make the same thing over and over for breakfast. Beans and hot dogs.
What? I don't remember that. Anyway, what kind of dad makes beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
You did. And I loved it.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a Thanksgiving weekend holiday program, and I have Stephen Etrie, who is the co-owner of Stephen's and Consignment Gallery, in the studio with me. We're talking about all sorts of holiday gift giving and buying strategies, and we did receive a question, email question from Betty. Again, just to repeat it, does Mr. Etrie need more inventory at his gallery for holiday gift offerings? I have some very old Native American pottery I'd like to pass on to another person who can appreciate their value. That's from Betty. What are your thoughts on that, Stephen?
Well, first I want to thank Betty for listening and for presenting that question. Thanks, Betty. You know, Ray, while Christmas is a wonderful time in our business because there's a lot of folks who come into Santa Fe for the holidays, Thanksgiving, and for the Christmas holidays, It really does boost the traffic, the actual door count of people coming through, which is really great for my consigners. It's a great opportunity for them. If they have their items at the gallery for the season, They're assured all the way through New Year's that there's going to be a higher frequency of viewers than probably most any other time other than the summer months. Yes, I think that any customers, whether it be Betty with her Native American pottery or anybody else that has something that they're looking to consign, we would be more than happy to assess it. And for us, the first way is if you cannot bring the items, in Betty's situation, the pots I would suspect are mobile enough that she could get them to us. But lots of times they're larger pieces. And we ask our customers to email pictures to stevensconsignments@zianet.com and give us your name and telephone number, and we will respond within 48 hours letting you know whether we feel that we're the appropriate venue for them. And if so, we'll give them an estimate. We like our customers to know up front what they can expect from us and what kind of performance.
And maybe as an alternative, if I can volunteer this for Betty, since you're listening to the show, and thank you, you may even want to take those pictures that Stephen's talking about and bring them into the gallery today, because if you do that and you leave your name, rank, and serial number with Stephen's associates, you'll be put into a drawing for a $100 gift certificate that they will actually call draw out today at the end of the day and call, and maybe you'll be the winner, Betty. So there's another strategy.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Gino, let's sort of shift gears here a little bit. And earlier today, I had the opportunity to speak with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Now let's take a listen to what he had to share with me. I want to welcome Tom Simon, owner of Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, to the show. Now, Westgate Properties specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations, and is very well regarded in our community for the professional services that it brings to its clients. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, before we get into our discussion, Tom, and we've got a major issue that we want to tell the listeners about, do you have any message that you'd like to share with the listeners and your clients during this holiday season?
Well, sure. I have lots of family around, and I bet a lot of my clients and their families do as well.
Sure.
So I just wanted to wish you the best for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the opportunity to provide services to you throughout the year. But this is the time of the year when we forget about all that and we just enjoy the love of our families.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if you're lucky, you've got family with you here in town. And I don't want to hold you up from all of that good after turkey kind of gravy and stuffing that I'm sure you guys are eating over the weekend. But what I want to do, Tom, is tell the listeners that you and I are actually going to be doing a very important remote broadcast in January of All Things Real Estate. Won't you talk a little bit about what this event's about?
Sure. This is a seminar that I'm doing for the benefit not only of my clients, but anyone that has an interest in community associations, in how they function, what the issues are from a legal perspective, from an insurance perspective, and from a banking perspective.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I'm assembling a group of very experienced professionals, including John Patterson and Jan Ahern and probably a banker from North Carolina, from North State Bank.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back for a moment, just so everybody knows, John Patterson and Jan Ahern are actually lawyers from two of the most respected law firms here in town, Shore, Yost, and Patterson. And Jan's actually with Reuben Katz, right?
Jan is, that's correct.
Yeah, and John Patterson is with Shore, Yost, and Patterson. So those are pretty heavyweight legal minds that will be brought to this seminar. So go ahead, you've got them, you've got a banker, and who else?
And an insurance person. I don't know who that's going to be yet, but I'm sure there'll be somebody with a lot of association experience.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Now, this seminar, as you said, is sort of open to the public, but there are targeted constituent members that you would love to have at this event. But is it something that could be open to the general public? They might find it interesting?
Absolutely. Sure. I just asked them to RSVP, so I have an idea of who's going to be there, so I can tell the hotel staff how many people we're going to have.
Mm-hmm. And are you looking at a particular date and a location for the seminar?
I'm looking at January 23rd, which happens to be just prior to the legislative reception and trade show at the convention center. And the reason why I mentioned that is because one of the subjects of discussion at the seminar is going to be an upcoming likely HOA act that the state legislature is considering for this coming session.
So very timely, and in fact, I believe that the big legislative reception is that following Monday, the 24th, at the convention center, so your timing is impeccable. And I would imagine that getting the word out to other people that are interested in legislation, interest groups and the like, might find your seminar quite interesting. What kind of an agenda will you develop, or is that still sort of in the works?
Well, the agenda is still evolving. But with regard to the legal matters, for example, we're going to be talking about the hierarchy of documents. So when you're a board member and you look to your bylaws and you look to your declarations and other documents, it's important to know which takes precedence over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Other laws that impact communities have to do with the New Mexico Condominium Act, the Building Unit Ownership Act, all these sorts of things that nobody much cares about unless you're in a leadership position in a community association.
Right, and directly affected. But it does affect a lot of people, as you pointed out. Well, this would be very interesting, and we're delighted, Tom, that we're going to be able to do a remote broadcast that Sunday from the location in advance of the seminar, help beat the drum over the next month or so for it. So thank you for bringing this to the attention of the listeners, and I just suggest that people who are interested tune in to All Things Real Estate. We'll be giving you information over the next Sundays leading up to the 23rd of January. But if you want more information about Westgate Properties or you want to get a hold of Tom Simon, simply go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that'll take you right to Westgate Properties logo, and from there you can get information about this event. Anyway, Tom, thanks so much for being on the show. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now that was an important event. Again, mark your calendar, January 23rd, this big homeowner association seminar that Westgate Properties are going to be hosting. And anybody who's interested in it, go ahead and give them a call or go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, go to the radio show page, and you'll see their logo and just find out more information about it. Anyway, back to my conversation with my special in-studio guest, Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. Stephen, I think a lot of people, and I did receive some more emails, and I'll come to another question we had here, or actually more of a comment. People always wonder, you know, when is the good time to consign items? What's your answer?
There's no time like the present.
There you go.
You know, really, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the fact is that most people can understand that in order to sell somebody's item on consignment, it has to be displayed. That's not 100% of the time true. I mean, certainly I have customers who, for one reason or another, give me photographs, and I'm able to broker the items privately by a photograph. But that's not generally the most successful way of selling an item.
Mm-hmm.
Selling an item takes having it displayed properly, and in a venue that gets good traffic.
Mm-hmm.
While our traffic is, we have peaks, even in our valleys, we have a very good door count of people coming through.
Right.
So when you put together the flow of people coming through the gallery and the opportunity to see an item in the gallery, that should happen at any time, whenever the person is ready to consign an item.
Sure.
So while the question may be, is it a good time to consign because of the holidays? Yes, it is, because we will have, this is one of those peak times where we will have a lot of people through. We'll have a lot of out-of-town guests. And, you know, relating to what Betty asked about some Native American pottery,
mm-hmm.
smaller items travel well.
Mm. Interesting. Well, and apropos, actually I received another email, and this sort of speaks to, you know, some of the traffic that you've had. Ray, please tell Stephen that his October sale was very good. The gallery has so much to offer. Would he consider doing more big sale events? That's from Helen. Obviously, Helen must have picked mm-hmm. up some items, and she's wanting you to do this
on
a regular basis.
I like Helen. thank you, Helen. You know, we run two sales a year. We run a spring and fall sale, and we have committed ourselves. And in the past, we have actually run a summer sale.
Mm-hmm.
We tried that once. It was not nearly as successful. It was successful because for our consignors because we did move a lot of merchandise.
Right.
But the account, the number of people through, is nowhere near as successful as a spring and fall sale. And the reason, Helen, why we do that is they're real sales, as you know.
Right.
We don't have a come on 60% off or, you know, if for this weekend only, get an extra 10 or 20%.
Right.
We mark everything down a minimum of 25 to 30% up to 60 and 70%.
Yeah.
We are even known to give things away. We actually have items in the store that we write free on, and people look for those.
Mm-hmm.
So because we want it to be real.
Right.
We want that way people will show up. And I think she gets that. If she was at our fall sale, she noticed that while there weren't lines of people in the morning, while there was a big line, it wasn't like years past where it was a big boom.
Right.
All day long, right?
Constant.
All day long. Well, you were there.
Yeah.
On a Sunday, you saw people coming. It was consistent coming. And this is the real important factor is, and this I'm a little bit excited about it because I think it reflects in the general economy and the
right.
health of the economy
mm-hmm.
relating to real estate as well, is that 90% of the people who came through our doors bought something.
Yeah. Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
That's a great statistic. Well, I was there again because we did our remote broadcast in October. From the front of the gallery. Beautiful day, by the way, and it was
yeah,
a constant
great.
Flow of people. So, Helen, I've got an alternate suggestion for you. Again, for anyone who goes by Stevens & Consignment Gallery today, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, and gives your name, rank, and serial number to one of Stevens' colleagues there, they'll put your name into a bowl, and at the end of the day, they're going to pull someone's name out, and that lucky person's going to win a $100 gift certificate from Stevens & Consignment Gallery. Again, you need to mention that you heard about this on the radio show in order for you to be eligible for it. So anyway, anyone stop by today? Helen, thank you for that question, but why don't you do it and see if you can win that $100 gift certificate. We talked, and you touched upon this before, that something that Stevens & Consignment Gallery has done quite effectively, but you really want to make sure that people
mm-hmm.
understand it, is that you guys are in the estate sale business
as well.
You do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
You do it often. So
mm-hmm.
let's talk a little bit about how important that is to this community.
Well, I mean, I think that folks who are in the real estate business certainly can appreciate it. And for those, and for the listeners that are not in the real estate business but may now or in the future have a need or know of somebody with a need to liquidate the contents of a house, whether it is scaling down from a very large house to a much smaller dwelling, or whether it's the closing out of an estate,
mm-hmm.
Or many times here in Santa Fe is the closing out of a second home.
Right.
And most people are not interested in hauling the interior pieces from Santa Fe to a different location.
Yeah.
They've already got what they need.
Yeah.
So the most appropriate way of managing a household full of items, particularly if it is a house that has been occupied continuously over a period of time,
mm-hmm.
and you know how that is,
right.
it all accumulate,
yes.
You don't necessarily want to be moving all that.
Right.
And we go in and we merchandise everything in the house, and we literally sell whatever is available to be sold will be merchandised and priced to be sold, all the way down to the cleaning supplies under the sink.
That's amazing. I'll tell you what, Stephen, we're going to take a break here on all things real estate, but when we come back, let's go a little bit more into the anatomy of an estate sale so that the listeners have a pure appreciation of how valuable it can be into their own life. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Waiting for the perfect time to buy a new Toyota? It's Beaver Toyota's Toyota-thon and year-end closeout prices just for you. Listen close. New 2011 Camrys, $189 per month. New 2010 Corollas, $169 per month. We don't have one or two. We have hundreds. The clock is ticking. It's Beaver Toyota's Toyota-thon with year-end closeout prices that won't be beat. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care and complimentary maintenance. That means it's free for 2 years or 25,000 miles. New 2010 RAV4s, $19,900. New Tacomas, save up to $3,000 off MSRP. 0% financing on most new Toyotas saves you thousands. Log on to BeaverToyota.com for more information. That's enough talk. You and I both know Beaver Toyota's Toyota-thon is the best time of the year to buy a new Toyota. One of New Mexico's biggest Beaver Toyota in Santa Fe. We're gonna wow ya.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. If we can please have an awkward silence.
Oh, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are in our house. That is the theme song we like to use here at the end of the show. Today I've got my very special guest, Stephen Eitri, who is the co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, and Stephen and I have been talking about a variety of holiday-related and consignment gallery issues. Before we go back into that conversation, I want to remind you that the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson has roots going back more than 50 years. The current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning and formation, banking law, and tax planning. Shore Yost & Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, an AV rating by the Martindale Hubbell Institution, and the firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Shore Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at SantaFeLawyers.com. That's SantaFeLawyers.com, or they can be reached by phone at 505-989-7500. Back to Stephen Eitri. Stephen, in the last segment, we were talking about the anatomy of an estate sale and how important it is. You guys do a lot of them. You're well-known in this community. It's actually something, again, that I should say as a real estate broker that we're very familiar with in the real estate industry. You're quite helpful to us. But let's, again, make sure that people understand it because they may be facing their own estate sale circumstances in the near term. Describe, again, what's important about it.
Well, I guess the first thing I tell anybody who calls me wondering or inquiring about whether an estate sale is appropriate or not is that I suggest that I have a conversation with them. I get a feel for what their needs are. And I set up a complimentary assessment. No charge. I go out, I look at what's going on and assess their situation. Every situation's different. I mean, I've never had two estate sales that are exactly alike.
Right.
You really have to be a problem solver to make a successful estate sale work. And when I go in, I do an assessment and kind of look at it from the angle of, number one, is this appropriate for an on-site sale, and if it's not, I can give them other suggestions.
Uh-huh.
And if it is, then we go to the level is, how can I most appropriately and successfully market what is in this house to the public to liquidate it in a timely manner? And generally, a timely manner for us is the majority of the items will be liquidated within 2 days, sometimes one, most of the time two. Those items, what we have going for us that no one else in the market can offer is that for those items that do not sell at an appropriate price in that venue of in the home, they can be removed with the permission of the consignor to our retail facility to be brought in on a consignment relationship, and we're able to bring them in. And generally, we're able to be quite successful at selling them there. Because, you know, I mean, the fact is that a piece may not find its rightful ultimate owner just in 2 days.
Sure, of course.
It may take more time.
Well, or the person who wanted to be there, maybe they're out of town or they've heard about it. I've received an email about estate sales, but before I read this email from Ben, I wanted to say that there's something unique about this, and that is that as a small business owner, you probably encounter something that most small business owners don't encounter through an estate sale, and that is there's an enormous amount of emotion.
Absolutely.
I mean, it could be a very traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. It could be a death in the family. It could be a divorce. It could be something. You're a nice guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I say that seriously because I think if you were just, sort of a business person doing your thing, you might not necessarily be as successful in the estate sale business because you've got to have that warm and fuzzy feeling with the person who's probably going through something emotional, right?
Yeah, and it's not so much being a little cushy bear for someone.
Right.
It's really more about having an empathy for what people are going through. I mean, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but, you know, my undergraduate degree is in social work and psychology.
There you go.
And every day, and I tell my children every day that I have no regrets. That gave me some background and some skills that I don't know that I necessarily would have picked up just in business school. You know, having an MBA is something that's wonderful to have in the business community.
Sure.
But having that background and having worked social work and having worked with people really helps me to bring an empathy to a situation. And you're right. You know, whether we want to believe it or not, or whether we understand it about ourselves, we do have attachments.
Yeah.
And even if it's somebody else's property, there is still an emotional connection that is ignited by the fact that you may be responsible for handling it for somebody else.
Right.
Or that there's memories, that these are items that you grew up with that were your parents whose estate you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Or there may be your very own items that have meant something special to you. Mm-hmm. So we certainly want to honor what people have without being unrealistic.
Right. Well, let me, since we're talking about estate sales, go right to this. Stephen, are you doing any estate sales in the near future? I attended one this year and found it to be a very good way to obtain unique items from Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the horizon?
Well, I'm glad Ben was able to find us and get to our sale. Right now, we have nothing. We did have a sale scheduled in Albuquerque, and ultimately, the buyers of the house requested that I go and give them a price so that they could buy everything in the house. So that was a sale that was to happen this past month that will no longer happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have three bank sales that are in the process of being process that they take.
I see.
Because with bank trust departments, you have to deal with some legal issues as well as trust boards.
Mm-hmm.
They have to run things in front of a board.
Right.
So a committee, I should say. So we do have things cooking. If you, Ben, or anybody else is not on our mailing list requesting to be notified of upcoming sales, please call the gallery and get on the email list for the estate sales.
Well, and even better, Ben, I got an offer for you, because not only can you give your name, and you're going to do it anyway, so why don't you go down to Stevens and Consignment Gallery today, 2701 Cerrillos Road, and when you give your name, rank, and serial number to be added to the mailing list, they'll also put it into a hat, and at the end of the day, they're going to draw a name out, and that lucky person is going to win a $100 gift certificate at Stevens and Consignment Gallery. So, Ben, thank you for your question. We're reciprocating. And we can't guarantee that you're going to be the winner, but at least you'll get on the mailing list and you'll have a chance at winning this. Stephen, I've got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. 3 minutes is, that's a lifetime on radio, isn't it?
Stephen, seen that one.
Stephen Etrie does an enormous number of radio commercials advertising his gallery, so he knows the value of precise timing on these shows, particularly when it's live. But in 3 minutes, let's talk about your life. No, I'm just kidding. it's not enough
time. We only need 1 minute.
Now, let's talk about the gallery. Again, holiday season. We're coming out of Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you to everyone for all of the blessings that you sent to me personally, by the way. And as people get ready to shop for Christmas, the gallery is a good location,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Well, yeah, we certainly are on the commercial corridor, as you would call it, of Santa Fe, Cerrillos Road. What I ask my customers to do is to try not to get into that Cerrillos Road tunnel vision, which is don't look left, don't look right, just keep going straight.
Right.
We are on the west side of Cerrillos Road as you're heading south on Cerrillos Road at 2701. We're across from Mazda Volvo. There was something I wanted to bring up about the holidays. We've been running some advertising on this station as well as other Hutton stations,
mm-hmm.
and it was about tradition. It was about creating. Many people, and myself, really was generated by my memories of growing up in a family that really honored the tradition of the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas,
mm-hmm.
As being a family focused and steeped in tradition.
Uh-huh.
And part of that tradition was having that really nicely appointed table,
uh-huh.
where you had the special china, special crystal, the stuff that your mom and your mom mostly said, you know, that's not to be used every day for a cereal.
Okay.
And why not create that tradition uh-huh. for oneself now, going uh-huh. into the holidays? We have a great selection of china, crystal, flatware, sterling, hollowware, punch bowls.
Uh-huh.
You know, all those things that right now, you can start a tradition by starting it maybe not this past Thanksgiving, but now going into Christmas season or the holidays, you're able to bring it out and create a new memory for those around you.
Excellent way to end the show. I want to give you extra time to say that. I want to thank Stephen Etrie of Stevens and Consignment Gallery for being on the show today. Good luck with your own holiday shopping, and make sure you stop by the gallery. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as the whole gang back at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I want to ask you to join me next Sunday for a very special remote broadcast that will offer a very positive message for everyone involved in the Santa Fe real estate market. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260 KTRC AM Santa Fe. Community-oriented progressive talk.
Sons with a woman he met on the internet because he planned to commit suicide.